What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Ferreiro joins us now. Clay, where is your head at right now with this entire Jimmy Butler situation? Because Crowder and I, we had the entire conversation in the previous segment. He's eligible to be back Friday. He met with Riley. He told him he wants out. He's supposed to meet with Mickey Arison. And I just, you know, my message to Crowder was, I don't know how the Heat can incorporate him back on the floor if he's not playing hard. Like, what's your best guess to how this situation plays out over the next 48 hours?
I have no clue, and that's why it's fascinating, and it's going to be great cinema. I really hope that he's there, and I really hope... I mean, the perfect world would be him coming back and trying to relive that Timberwolves scrimmage that we've all heard about so much from, you know, a few years ago when he wanted to get traded out of Minnesota and he didn't want to play with Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Wiggins anymore. And he's screaming at Tom Thibodeau and the GM, you need me, you bleeping need me. And he's going out there and dominating the starters with a group of third stringers. Like, I would love for him to just go out there with end of the bench players and just dominate on Friday night, dominate the Denver Nuggets. I think that would be the best because it'd just be a great storyline. But I don't foresee that happening. I just feel like the only thing that I think we know beyond a shadow of a doubt at this point is that the relationship is broken to the point that he's not going to be back here long term. But I could see a world where he plays out the season. I don't know how well he's going to play. I don't know if he's able to stay healthy, because I think that's been a big problem for him, you know, separate from this situation. But, I'm watching. I'm hoping that he plays on Friday night, and I'm hoping that we have, like, one more Jimmy Butler memory. And at this point, whether it's good or bad, I think at least he'll give us a talking point.
And, Clay, I keep saying, man, I understand the business. I understand Jimmy's frustration, everything, Pat Riley being who Pat Riley is, and he's not going to take no crap from anybody, all of that. But doesn't this all fall back on Spo? Clay, you coach basketball. Like, I don't know. Spo doesn't know night to night. If let's say Jimmy goes out and plays, I don't know if he's going to stand in the corner or he's going to go out there and really try to win basketball games. Like, how does Spo approach if Jimmy does come back?
Yeah, well, it's a challenge, and I think – the one thing that the Heat have shown during this process is they are documenting everything, and they know what kind of player that Jimmy can be. So if he's not playing at the level that he's supposed to, it's either because he's hurt or because he's choosing not to. And I think they'll have plenty of instances, plenty of things to show on film to back up whatever assertion that they come out of if they believe that Jimmy isn't giving his all. So it's weird that we're in this place. I think the biggest problem that is kind of going unsaid at this point is that the truth hurts. And the truth right now is that, for the most part, the league views Jimmy Butler as not worth that max contract. And so there is one team right now that is desperate enough to give it to him, and it's because their season isn't going well and they've got no other options. That's the Phoenix Suns. The problem for them is the Heat aren't desperate. The Heat at this point, all the offers that they're getting – they'd be better off just having Jimmy Butler show up to the arena and sit on the bench. There is no reason for the Heat to get desperate and take on a bad contract, because they're better off just moving on. So I just think what we're seeing with this whole thing, it's a shame that it's ending this way, and yet Jimmy Butler and his side and the Phoenix Suns are the only ones here that are desperate. The Heat are not desperate, and any team that's trying to help them facilitate a trade, they're not going to be desperate either. And I think that's where Jimmy is stuck, because the truth hurts.
But Clay, that's funny. We talked about that as well. He forced his way out of Chicago with bad intentions, or just, you know, not say negativity, but not a happy departure.
He told the coach that he hated him, basically, right, Clay? Like, that's what happened in Chicago.
He forced himself out of Chicago. You brought up Minnesota, Clay, where he went out there with a Rolex on and jean shorts and whooped the starters and yelled, "Y'all need me." Why are we surprised that his exit is nasty? It's always nasty.
Yeah, well, I think the reason why we're surprised is because in those other instances, Jimmy had other options, and he was a valued commodity by a number of teams. And, you know, in Minnesota, I remember, man, even in training camp, there were ESPN national people who came here during training camp, because the overwhelming sentiment at that point was, Jimmy is going to get traded to Miami from Minnesota at some point. Be there and be ready. I mean, it was that far down the line. But ultimately, he goes to Philadelphia because they had a better trade package to offer. And so what I'm saying is that Jimmy was a valued player and contract that a lot of other teams wanted. And so he could afford to be a bit of a pain, because there was still going to be a bidding war and a decent return. I remember it was Robert Covington and I think a couple of first round picks, and nobody's giving that sort of deal right now for Jimmy Butler. That's where we're at. And so I think the only reason people, I think, may be surprised is if they felt like Jimmy Butler knew that this is the only place that he could go and play and play well and have a reasonable chance at potentially getting that contract that he's looking for. And I think people may have overestimated Jimmy's ability, I think, and frankly, the people around him to read the room and read the market and understand that there just isn't more than one team out there right now that's willing to give him that contract, and that team is unable to trade for him.
Clay Ferraro is joining us, sports anchor reporter for Local 10 in Miami. Clay, away from Jimmy for a second, and looking at the Heat with the guys in the locker room, Tyler Hero said, "We have enough." Haywood Highsmith said the vibes are great off the floor and in the locker room as well. What's your biggest takeaway from this six-game road trip? I know playing without Bam, it didn't look good against the Clippers in the second and third quarter, but I do think overall there's been some positive takeaways from Jaime Jaquez Jr., his role increasing, and obviously everybody wants to point to Nikola Jokic. It looked great against L.A., but overall I think it's been positive for the kids who are getting more playing time.
Well, it has, and I think this adds to the whole, look, the Miami Heat really don't care that much one way or the other whether this gets done right now, because, okay, what are our options here? Let's say Jimmy Butler doesn't come back. Well, this team with an unengaged or unhealthy Jimmy Butler was not going to win the East anyway. You know, if he's not playing 100% and he's not 100% healthy and fully locked in, this team wasn't going to win the East anyway. So what's the next best thing to that? Play your young players. See what you've got. Develop them. Build some hope for the future and kind of set a roadmap for, okay, who is the next veteran? I don't want to say superstar, but who is the next missing piece that you can add in there and maybe feel like if you put him in there with Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler and whichever one of these younger players emerges as key parts of your core moving forward. See who that next guy might be. But you can find out for the rest of this year who's going to step up and who are going to be the young pieces to that core that you want to keep long term. So I just think it all does come back to Jimmy in the sense that the fact that they're able to go on the road, they're able to kind of form this bond with some of the younger guys, and you know that bunker mentality that, hey, Jimmy may not want to be here, but we got a bunch of guys that do, and they're all fighting for jobs, they're fighting for their financial security, and they're fighting together. I mean, really, what are the Heat losing right now with all this? I just feel like this all comes back to, if Jimmy isn't going to play at 100%, the next best thing for the Miami Heat is let's see what we've got with these younger guys. And I think we're seeing some pretty good things right now.
And Clay, with, like you said, like the Jimmy camp, and then it's really Pat Riley, you know, pulls all the strings where they're not on the same page. There's two sides that can't agree upon it. Jimmy wants a long-term extension. You even said it, like the league has kind of said, we don't covet you as that long-term extension guy, but people want to pick sides. Let me know, Clay, am I crazy? I've been out here since 05. I watched Shaq Wade win one. I watched the Big Three era, 2 out of 4. I've watched him rebuild and rebuild where, like, I think I'm going to default to Pat is right on this. When two sides don't agree in the Heat organization, I'm going to go with Pat Riley on any decision he makes.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, and listen, I think, bottom line, this is coming down to the contract. And I'm sure that, look, there have been hurt feelings along the way about things that were said, how they were said. I've said from the beginning, I felt like if there were one thing that Pat Riley could have done differently, I think the whole, keep your mouth shut thing. Because I think what that did was it kind of inserted some unnecessary animosity, like a talking point for people who wanted to jump on Jimmy Butler's side in this whole thing and make it seem like it was more about respect than it was about the money. But it's about the money. It's about the contract extension. And listen, whether it is purely financial or not, or the idea that, you know, Jimmy felt like he's done enough to where he deserved the Heat to repay him. And it's not just the money, but it's the, you know, it's the fact that they're willing to do it, like just the gesture of doing whatever it is. It comes back to the contract extension. And the bottom line right now is all that you need to know is that the only team that is willing to give Jimmy Butler that max contract extension right now is Phoenix, because they're hoping it gets them off the Bradley Beal contract because they made another bad decision. If the only team that's willing to make that decision is a team that is doing it to cover a different bad decision, the Heat are in the right here as far as the business side of this and the team-building side of it goes.
Well, maybe things are in the works because, Clay, as you're joining us right now, we got a Shams Charania bomb. It's not involving Jimmy Butler, but it is involving the Phoenix Suns. The Hornets are trading Nick Richards, center, and 1 second-round pick to the Phoenix Suns for Josh Okogie and 3 second round picks. That doesn't have anything to do with Miami, but who knows? Maybe they're moving things around to try to get this thing in motion. Either way, Clay.
Well, can I offer an alternate?
Yes.
I mean, what if it means that they know that there's no possibility if anything gets done, so they're trying to build around the core that they have? I just think if you're already giving up assets, if you're Phoenix, I mean, what does that say?
Right.
You know? And so I don't know. You can go one way or the other. I just felt like that when you immediately told me that they were giving up more second round picks than they were receiving, I just think that's kind of a red flag to me that, you know, they don't really know where this is going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.